Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to just say a few things about Exodus 20. I'm going to focus on the first five verses. Actually, I'm thinking back to what we did last week. In the chapter before, Moses was told by God to go down and get Aaron, and he was also warned to warn the people again of the consequences of their disobedience in trying to come up the mountain. And then he goes down and tells the people what God has said. And then that brings us to the chapter that we're on right now. And this chapter opens with us letting us know about the words of God. And I was thinking about what he has spoken, what it says, in those first two verses. He reminds the people that he is God. He's God. He reminds them of what he has done. You know, he took them out of Egypt, and he reminds them of where they were. They were slaves in Egypt. And they are warned about the tendency to be fooled and to stray. This is how I see idolatry. Idolatry is like when I listen to the evil one and I forget that God is God. There's nothing greater than God. And for me to be moved and go off, you know, I'm fooled. And they are warned about this idolatry. And in verse 4, they actually are specifically detailed on what they are capable of doing in their straying. They can make carved images of, you know, the stars and the moon, and images of the beast on the earth, and images of things in the water. And they were strictly forbidden, you know, to bow down to these things or to serve them. And God again reminds them that he is not going to share his glory with anyone or anything. And if they fail to obey God, he tells them, therefore, you know, if they fail to obey God, they're showing their hatred toward him. And the consequences, they are going to be far-reaching. And not only would they suffer, but generations to come would suffer. And that's very sobering to me. And the thing that really was hitting me as I was going through this was thinking about that verse 2, in that it says, in verse 2, let me see if I can pull it up. It says, out of the house of slavery is what I had written in my note. Yeah, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. And then it says, out of the land of slavery. And I think about how sometimes after a peril, if something happens, like, you know, when I think about my, when I had cancer, and how it was excruciating when I think about it. But when I get away from it, I don't think about that as much. I guess it's like a safeguard for me. But I have to be very careful not to minimize the suffering, because if I do that, then I also minimize the power of God, what God has done. And so I don't want to ever do that. That God indeed is mighty, and his hand is mighty. And I never can let that fall into the background. That has to be in the forefront of my life. That he saved me. He took me out of a place of slavery. He definitely gave me salvation. I was running, I mean, crazy, running here and there. I was looking, as one of the songs says, I was looking for truth and settling for lies. I don't want that. And so my prayer to the Lord is to keep making my heart and mind be still so that I can see and hear the truth. I realize, yeah, the devil works by making a person so busy, even thinking that they're busy serving him, but they don't take the time to hear him. I never want to do that. The devil is banking on me losing sight of the war and also the promises of God. There's a war going on. And if I can get entertained and running around and acting crazy and XYZ in the food, then I lose sight that there is a war. And I also lose sight of the promises of God, especially if I'm not in the Word. I'm not going to know those promises, let alone be awaiting them. And so my prayer that I cry out to the Lord and in this time of speaking is that the Lord will keep me seeking to hear His directing voice and also keep me moving forward in the strength of the Holy Spirit.